So, tonight's playoff game between the Jazz and the Lakers didn't quite go as I had hoped. Lost a heartbreaker, hence me posting the Elton John and Kiki Dee song on Facebook, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, because they certainly did that tonight. When you got guys like Ron Artest and Derek Fisher and Lamar Odom hitting threes in crunch time, guys who are not the greatest three-point shooters in the world. I mean, Fisher's decent, but when he makes a 35-footer, with no, I mean, it wasn't like he was trying to beat the buzzer or anything. He just threw up a 35-footer and it just, whoosh, you know, nothing but net. And yeah, just dagger right through the heart. And I know if you're not a sports fan or a basketball fan, you may not understand what it's like for us people who bleed our team, but anyway, it was frustrating. So Jazz are probably going to be eliminated. I think they probably win the next game, but they have an uphill climb, and no team has ever come back from 3-0. So if they were able to pull it off, that would be the first time ever in the history of the NBA. So good news, huh? The good, I guess, what the Jazz could do, looking forward to next year, is that they have a first-round potential lottery pick, because they get the Knicks' first-round pick, so they'll be in the top 10 at the least, and I think they have a 6% chance to be in the top 3 or something like that. Maybe they can get a good big man to back up O'Kerr, in case he gets injured or, you know, because our big men are weak. Not that they would have, they kind of helped out tonight, but anyway. So I'm going to make up for the rest of the evening. I have a couple of episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher to watch. That should help put me in a better mood, I hope. I hope your Saturday is lovely and you are happy, because there should be at least one of us. Thanks.